This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Where I'm living right on the press. God bless you. God bless
you. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios le bendiga mucho en esta noche. God bless you to all the listeners in this beautiful evening that we have tonight. Hallelujah. It's a beautiful night for, hallelujah, listening to the program Liberating the Oppressed. Tonight is a beautiful night, so I invite you to, hallelujah, invite all your friends to listen in tonight. Hallelujah. This is a beautiful sermon that we have. The Lord has prepared us for this beautiful sermon. So I invite you, invite, hallelujah, your friends who speak Spanish, hallelujah, and want to listen and have no, hallelujah, no way of knowing the Lord, hallelujah. But tonight is the night that you can call them and say, listen, tune on the radio, 89.9 FM, or tell them to go on the internet, WCNO, hallelujah, the good news station, and listen to the program that we have tonight. Hallelujah. My wife, Gisela.
God bless you, everyone. Dios le bendiga a toda la comunidad hispanoamericana. Gloria al Señor que nos escuchan esta noche. Estamos en vivo en la radio station Good News. Aleluya. Y estamos muy contentos. Así que nos puede llamar al 772-221-1100 o la llamada libre de costo 1-888-221-8990. Aleluya. Este es tu programa Liberating the Oppressed. Aleluya, somos la iglesia Casa de Refugio. Amén. Y hoy tenemos un tema muy interesante.
Yes.
Gloria al Señor, aleluya. Hoy estaremos hablando bajo el tema Ten paciencia.
Yeah. Today we have a beautiful sermon, hallelujah. And I invite you to open your Bibles and have a piece of paper on the side, because we're going to, hallelujah, we're going to say some verses that are very important in the Christian lives. Hallelujah. So be, hallelujah, ready. And the theme that we're going to be preaching today is called Be Patient. I say it again once a time. Be patient. Hallelujah. At this time, I would like to say thank you for all the people who called last week. Hallelujah. And all the Saturdays that have been tuning us. Hallelujah. In FaceTime. You can also see us at FaceTime. Hallelujah. And I want to say God bless you to all. Israel Ramos. Hallelujah. Dios te bendiga.
Who's Jimmy. Watching. Dios te bendiga. Pastor Jimmy Vázquez.
Yes. Pastor Israel. Hallelujah. Isaías Pagán también. Dios te bendiga. Gracias. Nos vemos este sábado que voy a estar en Puerto Rico. Ahí vamos a hablar. Hallelujah. Dios te bendiga. Hallelujah. And my wife. And she has a beautiful song that we want to dedicate to all those who are listening.
Amen. But first of all, we need to pray.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. The most important thing, and I forgot that. Thank you. That's why it's always good to have a beautiful wife like you by your side. Hallelujah. Vamos a orar. Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor your name. We precious, hallelujah, the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Tonight, Lord, we, hallelujah, dedicate this, hallelujah, this sermon, Lord, this program to you, Lord. Without you, we cannot do anything. And we ask you in the name of Jesus that you break the chains, hallelujah, that you break the bondage of man, hallelujah, that, hallelujah, the devil cannot interfere with your word today. Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ, en el nombre de Jesucristo, rompemos las cadenas, Señor, aleluya, para que el hombre pueda ser libre, so man can be free of bondage, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Quisiera.
Amen, aleluya. En esta noche queremos cantar la canción Indescriptible. Gloria al Señor, aleluya. Te adoramos, Jesús. Poderoso Jesús. No existen palabras para describir lo que has hecho tú por mí. De alguna manera quiero declarar lo que hoy me hace sentir. No existen palabras para describir lo que has hecho tú por mí. De alguna manera quiero declarar, ah, sanidad, liberación, restauración, manifestación, sanidad, liberación, aleluya, manifestación, tu presencia derramada, tu gloria manifestada, tu presencia derramada, tu gloria manifestada. El Señor, no existen palabras para describir lo que tú has hecho por mí. De alguna manera quiero declarar. No existen palabras para describir lo que tú, de alguna manera yo quiero declarar. Sanidad, liberación, manifestación, restauración. Sanidad, liberación, restauración, manifestación. Tu presencia derramada, tu gloria manifestada, tu presencia derramada, tu gloria, tu gloria. Tu presencia derramada, tu gloria manifestada, tu presencia derramada, tu gloria manifestada, tu gloria manifestada. Gracias, Señor. Aleluya. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There are so many ways that you can worship the Lord. Hay tantas formas para adorar al Señor. Y una de las formas, and one of the ways in worshiping the Lord is through your voice, using your voice to praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Tonight, we want to speak about, hallelujah, what the Lord has put in our hearts. And it's found in, hallelujah,
Hebrews,
in the book of Hebrews, 10. Chapter 10, verse 35 to 39. And all those in Spanish, Hebreos 10, versículo 35 al 39. My wife will be reading it in Spanish, and I will be reading in English. Hallelujah.
Gloria al Señor.
The word is read in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and the church says, Amen. Amen. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to preserve so that when you go, hallelujah, when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. For in just a very little while, He who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, hallelujah, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and saved. Isela.
Amén, aleluya. Hebreos capítulo 10, verso 35. Lee en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. No perdáis pues vuestra confianza, que tiene grande galardón, porque os es necesario la paciencia, para que habiendo hecho la voluntad de Dios, obtengáis la promesa. Porque aún un poquito, el que ha de venir vendrá, y no tardará, mas el justo vivirá por fe, y si retrocediere, no agradará a mi alma. pero nosotros no somos de los que retroceden para perdición, sino de los que tienen fe para la preservación del alma.
Oh, hallelujah.
Gloria al Señor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is a beautiful verse. And once again, do not throw away your confidence. No bote la confianza en cual tú has obtenido. Hallelujah. Porque hay una recompensa. Hay algo, hallelujah, santo, un gran galardón. Hallelujah. Gisela, si yo te pregunto, hallelujah, if I ask you, what is that rich reward that God has for us if we are faithful until the end? Si somos fiel hasta la muerte.
Gloria al Señor. La palabra del Señor dice, ¿verdad?, que hay galardones. Gloria al Señor, aleluya, que Él ha preparado para nosotros. Aleluya. ¿Y qué es un galardón? Un galardón es un premio honorífico. Es una recompensa que se recibe por algún mérito. Gloria al Señor. Así que lo que hagamos en esta tierra, gloria al Señor, aleluya, para glorificar el nombre del Señor, Él nos recompensará con galardones. Aleluya.
So you're saying that if we are faithful until the end, and when Jesus Christ comes for us who are still here left behind, hallelujah, who are waiting for, hallelujah, us to be lifted from this earth, hallelujah, we have a prize. We have, it's like a race, hallelujah. It's not who is there first, but that you get to the finish line, hallelujah, and you have a prize. And that prize is, hallelujah, salvation, eternity with our God in heaven. And it's so beautiful. Es tan bello cuando el Señor te dice, ten paciencia. It's necessary that you who are in church tonight must have patience.
Aleluya. Patience. Saludamos a Paola Loarte, que está conectada por aquí por Facebook Live.
Bobby Santiago también.
Y Bobby Santiago, Dios te bendiga. Aleluya.
Aleluya.
No perdáis pues vuestra confianza. ¿Dónde está puesta tu confianza en esta noche? Aleluya. Si no está puesta sobre la roca, sobre el Señor, si tu fe, si tu confianza no está puesta en el Señor, entonces no puedes ser candidato para obtener galardón.
Oh, significa que si yo quiero una recompensa, un galardón del Señor, yo tengo que ser fiel hasta la muerte. Yo tengo que ser fiel en la palabra. Tengo que ser fiel, aleluya, lo que el Señor ha dicho en la palabra, que es la Biblia. Aleluya, hasta la muerte. Si no, aleluya, hasta que cuando Cristo llame a la iglesia. Pero si yo me voy a ir en otros lugares y empiezo a enfriarme, ¿qué va a pasar conmigo? ¿Qué va a pasar con nosotros que nos empiezan a enfriar cuando ya estábamos calientes? Aleluya. And it's what I'm saying that, hallelujah, Paul, the apostle Paul is talking to the Romans. And he was saying, hallelujah, do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. The confidence that you have and you have obtained when you have met and you have, hallelujah, received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you begin to throw it away because of time. And you say, but it's been 10 years that I have been serving the God, hallelujah, and nothing has happened. It's been 20 years that you've been sitting in church and nothing has happened. It's been 30 years, hallelujah, and you've been sitting in church and nothing has happened. But God is saying, be patient, be patient. A woman, hallelujah, has a child in her stomach 9 months. And when the child is born, hallelujah, all the pain and suffering becomes the joy.
Dios bendiga al Pastor Carnavo Ulloa. Te bendiga, Pastor.
Aleluya.
Te bendiga, Cristian Reyes. Aleluya. Dios te bendiga. Aleluya. Aleluya. Pero no pierdas la confianza.
No pierdas la confianza.
Para no perder la confianza, tienes que tener paciencia.
Aleluya. Una paciencia, una relación.
Porque es necesaria. Si no tienes paciencia, vamos. ¿Alguien sabe el que me está escuchando en esta noche sabe lo que significa la palabra paciencia, patience. Pues yo te la voy a definir. You know, gloria al Señor, aleluya. To la palabra patience. Paciencia significa la capacidad de sufrir y tolerar desgracias y adversidades, aleluya, a causa de molestias ofensivas con fuerza, sin quejarse ni rebelarse.
Oh,
gloria a Dios, aleluya.
This is found in, hallelujah, in Hebrew chapter 10, verse 35-39. Hallelujah. And we are reading now verse 35. And it says, do not throw away your confidence. Hallelujah. It will be richly rewarded. Hallelujah. Reward for your confidence. Hallelujah. And you know what? Confidence is patience and is waiting and waiting and waiting, knowing that at the end of the road, you are going to be, hallelujah, rewarded for your hard work, for your long suffering, for all adversity. The world can be coming down on you, but you say, no, I believe in Jesus Christ. He is my Savior. He has made me a different person. And not just that, He has promised you salvation, an eternal salvation. But you have to do something that is very important. You got to be patient.
Pero en esta noche venimos a decirte,
aleluya,
y a predicarte bajo el tema, ten paciencia. O sea, ten capacidad de sufrir. Ten la capacidad de tolerar, aleluya. Ten la capacidad de aguantar ofensas.
Regardless of what happens in this world,
sin quejarte, gloria al Señor. Sin rebelarte, gloria al Señor, aleluya.
Giving fault of what's happening, you be patient and you know that your reward is at the end.
Porque el Señor te está diciendo, ten paciencia, porque te voy a dar un galardón, te voy a premiar, aleluya. Pero es necesario, el cristiano, aleluya, es necesario que tenga paciencia. La paciencia, gloria al Señor, aleluya, no es tan fácil tampoco tenerla, gloria al Señor, aleluya, porque la misma palabra establece que la paciencia produce prueba.
You see, for you to be patient in the word of God, for you to be patient as a Christian, hallelujah, don't understand this, that to be faithful and be patient brings you trials and tribulations. So in the midst of your trials and tribulations that you are going through tonight, the Lord is saying, be patient. Ten paciencia en lo que está pasando, porque al final te voy a dar, aleluya, el galardón de tu vida, santo.
Ay, pero es que lo que estoy mirando alrededor mío, pastor, todo tiende a indicar que ya la gente no tiene paciencia.
Oh, so what you're trying to tell me is that what's going on, and a lot of Christians are saying to themselves, oh, I'm not going to go through this anymore.
Es que ya no nos podemos sentar juntos.
We cannot sit
a compartir
down. There are pastors, and hallelujah, they're confronting other pastors that cannot sit down in the table and say or break bread. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters going at it, each other.
Es que no hay la oportunidad, gloria al Señor, aleluya, de tener paciencia con nuestro hermano.
There's no opportunity to be patient with my brothers and sisters.
Aleluya, es imposible.
It's very impossible.
Obtener un galardón si usted no tiene paciencia.
How can you receive your reward if you have no patience?
Oh,
if there is no patience,
aleluya,
in you, how can you understand that what God wants for you, what God is going to give you, you have to do something that is very important. You must wait, hallelujah, patiently. David said, patiently I will wait. I will wait for my God.
Y déjame decirte en esta noche que si usted profesa a Jesús como su Salvador y dice que Dios está en su corazón,
you are a Christian and you, hallelujah, have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal
y te hablamos
Savior,
de amor,
and you have no patience,
y decimos que Dios es amor,
and we are speaking to you with love, but if you have no love and no patience,
te digo una cosa,
I have to tell you this tonight,
un fruto del espíritu es la paciencia.
One of the fruits of the spirit is patience.
Entonces, si tenemos amor, tenemos que tener paciencia.
If you have no patience, hallelujah. And one of the fruits, hallelujah, of the Holy Spirit is patience, is love. How can you not have love for your brothers and sisters and say you have patience and say that you love Jesus Christ if you have none of these fruits?
Pero tienes que aprender a tener paciencia.
But I tell you tonight, you have to learn how to be patient.
Nadie dijo que el proceso era fácil.
Oh, hallelujah.
Pero a veces queremos correr tan rápido y pasar la prueba como si fuéramos
hallelujah.
Gloria al Señor, aleluya, a un restaurante de comida rápida, para no mencionar el nombre y darle promo.
So you're trying to say that there are Christians there like to go to like to McDonald's. It's fast food, right?
Yes.
So they want to go in there quickly, and they want to get, no, God, I want my reward now. This is, I'm going to take it out. I'm going to order it at the window, and I'm going to go. It's going to take me about 2 or 3 minutes, and I'm going to get my cheeseburgers, and I'm going to get my fries and my Coke. That's
yes.
how it is.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Y queremos la salvación igual.
And
que
you
sea,
want your salvation to be the same way.
Y queremos los frutos del Espíritu
and you
igual.
Want the fruits of the Spirit the same way.
Que sea así de rápido.
You
vamos
want
a la ventanilla.
Quickly.
Pedimos del menú.
Let me go and order
Aleluya.
At the window. Let me see the menus. Oh,
y creemos
this,
que en cinco minutos vamos
and
a obtenerlo.
In 5 minutes, you want all this to be in your hands.
No, Señor.
This is not a fast food. That the Holy Spirit does not work fast food like you wanted. The Lord said you must be patient. Pacientemente esperé en Jehová, dijo el salmista. Dios te bendiga, Roberto Navares, aleluya. Octavio Molina, mi
papá.
Suegro. Dios
Señor.
Te bendiga.
Saludo.
Dios te bendiga mucho. Gracias por darle, aleluya. Aleluya, ese va a ser de la victoria, la paciencia.
Gloria
eso
al Señor,
mismo es,
aleluya.
Gloria a Dios. Me vas a ver este fin de semana, voy a estar en Puerto Rico predicando, aleluya, y la gloria es del Señor. Glory to God.
Pero no podemos tener, aleluya, victoria en 5 minutos, porque el proceso nos enseña, pero el proceso, como bien dice la palabra, es paso a paso.
But
usted no puede brincar
victory.
Los pasos.
You can't have a victory if you have no patience. You see, there's a process that has to happen. You have to go first. Hallelujah. A baby, when it's born, is not born running. It has to be, hallelujah, it has to be carried. Once it's carried, hallelujah, it begins to have its first, hallelujah, walking steps on its knees. And you have to hold it that it's going to fall. And you have to lift it up again. And then you have to say, continue walking. And a baby, until it begins to have its first steps.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then after its first steps, if he's like my children, that after they started to walk in the beginning, they began to run. And they always been that way. But in hallelujah, in the word, as a Christian, we are babies and we have to take steps. And you cannot jump one step, because if not, you have to return back to that beginning, which is Jesus Christ.
No podemos tomar caminos cortos.
God bless you,
porque
Sister
cada
Ella.
Vez que intentamos coger un camino corto, para terminar nosotros mismos con la prueba, lo que hacemos es que perdemos la paciencia.
Aleluya.
Buscamos caminos cortos y entonces, ¿qué pasa? Reprueba y entonces viene lo peor. Tiene que volverla a repetir.
Aleluya.
Aleluya. So, por no tener aleluya. Paciencia.
When you don't have patience, when Christian, hallelujah, people who say they're Christian have no patience. They have no patience for their children. They have no patience in their marriage. They have no patience in their work. They have no patience, hallelujah, with their friends. They have no patience with themselves. And they say, oh, I love Jesus. I am a follower of Christ, but yet have no patience. Why? Hallelujah. Do you say you are a follower of Christ and you have no patience? That's the saying in the military. Hurry up and then wait. Hurry up. Get in line and wait. Get up. Hurry up and then wait again. The whole life in the military is hurry up and wait. But there's a meaning for everything. Hallelujah. If you have no patience, how are you going to learn? If you have no patience, how are you going to understand what the word is all about? If you have no patience, how can the Holy Spirit manifest himself in you?
Pastor, pero usted ha dicho algo muy, muy importante.
Yes, pastora, dime.
Si usted no tiene paciencia, mm-hmm. aleluya, cuando está en el ejército, que está bajo presión.
Yes.
Yes. Porque la paciencia tiene que venir complementada con tolerancia,
yes.
con resistencia.
Aleluya.
Aleluya. Si usted no tiene resistencia, no tiene tolerancia, no tiene paciencia, no puede moverse.
Cualquiera diga que tú eres un soldado de la vida. Aleluya. Porque dijiste todo lo que es un soldado. Aleluya. What my wife was saying in the military. It's everything is hurry up and wait, but everything has a purpose. Like I just finished saying, but in the military, hallelujah, you have to have resistance. You have to have that frame of thought that, okay, I am going to resist all that is coming towards me.
En Romanos 5, 3 al 4 dice, y no solo esto, sino que también nos gloriemos en las tribulaciones, sabiendo hallelujah. Que la tribulación produce ¿qué? Paciencia.
Aleluya.
Y la paciencia.
Aleluya.
Prueba. Y la prueba, esperanza.
Aleluya.
Aleluya. Si usted no tiene paciencia, aleluya, como quiera, se va a meter en el torbellino
gloria
de la prueba.
Aleluya. Entonces me está diciendo, hermana Gisela, aleluya, si yo no tengo paciencia, ¿cómo yo voy a poder, aleluya, recibir el galardón, el, aleluya, de mi Salvador Jesucristo cuando Él nos llame? Aleluya, ¿cómo vamos a recibir las bendiciones que Él nos ha prometido? Porque yo no he tenido la paciencia para recibir las cosas. Aleluya. Y la palabra nos dice... Oh,
la paciencia produce prueba. La paciencia produce procesos.
En medio de las tribulaciones, in the midst of your trials and tribulations, God is telling you, hallelujah, for all those who are listening, you can call us tonight at 772. You can call us at 221-1100. Or you can call me at my personal cell phone, hallelujah, 706-414-5827, and you can say, Pastor, I do not have the patience, hallelujah, to get to the finish line. I need you to pray for me. Hallelujah. I want to come back. I was hot. Now I am lukewarm and I'm becoming cold. And the Bible says, I'd rather have you hot or I have you cold. But hallelujah. But if you're lukewarm, God said that He would vomit you from His mouth. Oh, glory to God. And it's necessary that you have the patience, hallelujah, needed to be an excellent soldier.
Si la paciencia produce prueba, la prueba te va a dar a ti esperanza.
If, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
the patience gives you trials and tribulations, the trials and tribulations that you are going under will definitely give you the patience that you needed, because it's going to make you
think. La esperanza va a aumentar tu fe.
Oh, hallelujah.
Ay, hermana, ¿y qué fe? Para la definición carnal humana, esta te va a gustar, pastor.
Dímelo.
Dice, adhesión de la razón y la voluntad a verdades solo son accesibles por medio de otras personas. O de Dios mismo.
Oh, de Dios mismo.
Pero hebreo, la espiritual.
Vamos a buscar la hora hebreo. Vamos a buscar
hebreo 11:1. Ley recita así: es pues la fe,
oh,
la certeza de lo que se espera, la convicción de lo que no se ve.
Now, I'm going to tell you what, hallelujah, faith is in base of. What the base of that is. It's found in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, 1, and it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Not seen. Not seen.
Hallelujah.
So you have to have patience that you know that behind that door is the kitchen, it's the, hallelujah, something different. Hallelujah. But God knows that if you have patience, you're going to, that means you have faith. And faith produces all this. And it gives you, hallelujah, to be that soldier that, and when you look at a soldier that's been down in wars and he has been a tried soldier, hallelujah, it doesn't have to be a soldier. It can be a sailor. It can be an airman. It can be a Marine. It can be a Coast Guardman. It can be a soldier. Hallelujah. Anyone who bears the uniform, a police officer, a fireman, emergency man, and you have, and you see that face that has been under that fire, constant fire, and you say, this man has been through a lot. He has patience. He's been through it. He knows how to think through his problems. He's been through the worst of it all. And you know that he can be trusted. And for God to trust you, hallelujah, that means you, he has to see that you have patience in you. Gisela.
Aleluya. Ten paciencia. Aleluya. En esta noche, ten paciencia.
JC, yo te bendiga. Te está llamando el Señor hace tiempo. Hace tiempo te está llamando.
Ten Gloria paciencia. Al Señor, aleluya. Ten paciencia. Ten tolerancia. Vivimos en un mundo, gloria al Señor, aleluya, que últimamente vive en caos. Ya no puedes mirar a otra persona o pasar la mirada porque puede interpretar que usted le está mirando mal y quizás la persona lo que está es concentrada en lo que está haciendo por el afán de la vida. Y rápido el diablo te mete en la mente, te miró mal. Y como el diablo es tan y tan malo, gloria al Señor, aleluya, te dice, mira, empújalo, así dale.
Y eso es lo
ponle
que está pasando
pie para que
iglesia.
Se caiga, para que no te vuelva a mirar más.
Sí.
Se acabó la paciencia.
Ya no hay paciencia en la iglesia. Ya no hay paciencia con el hermano. Ya no hay paciencia. Now there is no patience. The world is in chaos. Hallelujah. And if you turn on the news, hallelujah, wherever you look, even if you go on the radio, on the internet, you are bombarded by so much evil. Hallelujah. And everything they're looking for, cause. They're looking to blame it on someone else or something. And God just telling you, and the word said that all this is going to happen. And he says one thing that's very specific. He says, be patient in the midst of all the problems that you are going on through. Hallelujah. In the midst of the trials and tribulations that you find yourself in right now, you that I, hallelujah, that you are listening, hallelujah, you that are listening now, hallelujah, have patience.
Vivimos en un tiempo profético. Si usted mira las noticias del mundo, el mundo ha sido estremecido con terremotos.
Yes.
Gloria al Señor. Con hechos sobrenaturales en la naturaleza.
Oh, sí.
Puerto Gloria Rico al Señor, tembló. Aleluya.
De nuevo.
Aleluya. Incidentes violentos.
Padre donde matando hijos.
Se están robando la paz por no tener paciencia, por no tener tolerancia, por no hacer resistencia a lo que el enemigo de las almas le está poniendo en las mentes a las personas. Y le hablo no a gente de afuera, le hablo a la gente de
la
adentro.
Gente dentro de la iglesia, que están 10, 15, 20 años en la iglesia sentados y han perdido la paciencia, han perdido el amor, han perdido la directriz de su vida, han perdido la mira en Jesucristo. A ti te estoy hablando, el Señor te dice, ten paciencia porque yo vengo pronto con mi galardón.
Aleluya. Vamos a escuchar una alabanza. Gloria al Señor, aleluya. Te adoramos, Jesús, pero no te desenfoques en esta noche por lo que estás viendo en las noticias o por lo que estás escuchando. Ten paciencia porque la venida del Señor se acerca.
Aleluya.
Vi al Señor cuando menos lo esperaba, y Él me miró con ojos de misericordia. Clamé a Él, ten piedad de mi alma, y Él me enseñó todas sus heridas. Le di al Señor que quédate a mi lado. Y él respondió, con mi sangre te he comprado. Y me postré y comencé a adorarle. Santo es el Cordero de Dios. Reconozco que Él me salvó. Él me salvó. Él me salvó. Reconozco que Él me salvó. Él me salvó. Él me salvó. Oh, oh, oh. No hay por qué temer en esta vida si el Señor es tu compañía. Si has fallado, confiésate y apártate de tu pecado y hallarás misericordia del Señor arriba, porque Él te ama y no quiere que te pierdas y entra a su presencia. Y humíllate para que tú sientas los ríos de agua viva. Y Él me salvó, Él me salvó, Él me salvó. Oh, reconozco que Él me salvó.
It is necessary that you have patience, for God had patience with you. And even before the world was formed, even before the planets were formed, even before the stars were created, God had patience and He had salvation for you and for I and for the world. All He's asking is that you have patience. Patience. Hallelujah. Verse 37, hallelujah, says, verse 36, and it says, you need to preserve so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what He has promised. He has promised you life. Hallelujah. He has promised you in abundance life. Hallelujah. For in just a very little while, He who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteousness one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. Hallelujah. God is telling you, if you go back, hallelujah, and you give God your back. Dios te bendiga, Pedro. Dios te bendiga mucho. And you give your back to God, God is not going to be pleased with you. Now, I am not talking about sinners. I am not talking about people who do not know the word. I am talking about people in the church. I am talking about people who know who God is and is backsliding and are living two lives. God said, if you're warm or lukewarm, I will vomit you out of my own mouth. For I do not know you. I'd rather have you hot or I'd rather have you cold. But not lukewarm, because lukewarm you will be lost. And you will not hear the trumpet. You will not hear when God is going to call the church. You will not hear when the Lord said, come up here with me. Si no está preparado, si no ha tenido la paciencia, aleluya, si no ha sido lavado, si ha vuelto para atrás y te olvidaste algo y fuiste a buscarte algo que se te quedó atrás. Y el Señor llama a la iglesia y porque tú estabas en reversa, te quedaste y tu salvación está perdida. Pero hoy yo te estoy diciendo lo que me están escuchando. Aleluya. Hoy es el momento para que tú le digas al Señor, ten paciencia conmigo, dame la oportunidad. Aleluya. Quiero volver a tus caminos. Quiero volver a tu presencia. Quiero volver a la cruz del Calvario. Quiero conocer lo que es la paciencia de nuevo con tu amor. Gisela.
Sin paciencia.
Aleluya.
Esta es la nueva generación sin paciencia, sin tolerancia.
If there's no patience.
Sin amor.
Without love.
Donde se ha perdido los elementos más importantes.
Where everything has been lost. All the
y esenciales
elements and essential elements.
De nosotros los cristianos.
Us, we, the Christians.
La esencia de Dios es amor.
And you're not in the presence of God, which is love.
Y él, precisamente él, nos enseñó que era la paciencia.
Jehovah shows us what is patience.
Cuando Jesús estaba en la cruz,
when Jesus was on the cross,
y Dios, su Padre,
and God, his Father,
lo vio sufriendo.
He saw his Son suffering on the cross for you and I.
Tuvo que ver pacientemente cómo su hijo moría.
He had to see patiently how his son was physically dying.
Y no significa que no le dolió.
And it does not mean that it did not hurt him.
Y no significa que porque era Dios no lo sintió en su corazón.
And it does not mean that because he was God he did not feel it in his heart.
E inclusive su hijo exclamó, Padre.
And his son, hallelujah, shouted out, hallelujah, he's exclaimed himself, hallelujah, he was exclaiming in pain and suffering, calling his son.
Pero dice la palabra, hallelujah.
But the word says,
que con paciencia,
that with patience,
Dios miró a su hijo.
God saw his son on the cross.
Y con paciencia.
And with patience.
Tuvo que ver el cumplimiento.
He had to see the fulfillment of the word.
Sobre Jesús.
Hallelujah, over Jesus Christ.
Pero tuvo que ver pacientemente su muerte.
But yet he had to patiently see the death, the physical death of his son.
Para obtener un resultado.
So he can have, hallelujah, the redemption that is, hallelujah, we have as salvation. God had to see it patiently.
La paciencia produce dolor.
Patience produces pain.
Produce prueba.
And it produces trials and tribulations.
Pero tú tienes que desarrollar la tolerancia.
But you have to, hallelujah, build up in you tolerance.
La confianza.
The confidence.
De que Dios está a nuestro lado aun cuando guarde silencio.
That God is in your side even when he is silent.
Como hizo con Jesús.
When he did it with Jesus Christ on the cross.
Muchas veces nos toca bajo la paciencia de Dios guardar silencio.
Sometimes, many times we have time, we have to have patience to hear the word of God.
Y esperar, aleluya.
And to wait.
Hasta que las cosas caigan en su lugar.
And to wait and see that all, hallelujah, all the things in our lives begin to work out according to God's will.
Pero no hay caminos cortos.
But there are no shortcuts to this.
No hay.
There is no shortcuts in God's will.
Y mientras más corras hacia los caminos cortos,
while you are running and running and running,
vas a tener que volver al principio.
You're going to have to return back to the starting point.
Porque el Señor lo que te dice en esta noche es que tengas paciencia.
Because God is telling you you have to be patient.
Sin paciencia no vas a tener galardón.
If
aleluya.
You do not have patience, you will not have the reward that He wants for you.
Porque la paciencia produce prueba, pero la prueba
Because
te produce la esperanza.
The patience, aleluya, give birth to problems and trials and tribulations, but the trials and tribulations give you patience.
Y yo no te estoy diciendo que yo estoy exenta, yo no te estoy hablando de algo que yo no haya vivido.
No, I'm telling you that it's not, you know, we are not exempt from receiving, hallelujah, trials and tribulations.
Porque yo también traté los caminos cortos.
We had the same problems as you and I, hallelujah, as you and many others who have had trials and tribulations.
El problema es que Dios dijo, vuelve al principio.
But the problem is when God tells you, you have run so far, but now I want you to go back to the beginning.
Porque no lo aprendiste.
Because you have not learned.
No aprendiste a tener paciencia.
You did not learn how to have patience.
Hermano, y volver a empezar no está fácil.
And you know what it is to go back to the beginning.
Y dice otra vez el mismo proceso.
And begin once again just because you are hard-headed.
Y Dios lo que te está diciendo, ten paciencia, mijo.
And God always is telling you the same thing. You gotta have patience. If you have no patience, how can I work with you?
Ten paciencia para que no pierdas la esperanza. Ten paciencia para que no pierdas tu fe, sino que se aumente, se multiplique. De tal manera, aleluya, que la prueba venga, gloria al Señor, y tú te levantes, levante tus manos, aleluya. Y postrado delante de Él, diga, tengo victoria.
And you will bow down to the cross in the presence of God. And you can say, I have victory.
Y cuando venga aquel día,
and when that day comes,
el Señor te dirá, por
God
ser paciente,
you, because you have been patient,
en lo poco fuiste fiel,
hallelujah, in the little you have been faithful,
y en lo mucho te pondré,
and in the much I will put you,
vente, entra,
come, enter,
entra en el gozo de tu Señor,
come, enter into the goodness and the kingdom of your God, hallelujah,
aleluya.
Just because you were patient, just because you were patient, God will bless you. Hallelujah. It is necessary that you, hallelujah, they have run so far, turn back. Come to the beginning. Hallelujah. Tiene que volver al principio. Tiene que volver al principio para que el Señor te bendiga. You got to come back to the beginning. Hallelujah. If you were hot in the world, hallelujah, now God wants you to be hot in Him. Hallelujah. In His presence. Hallelujah.
En Apocalipsis 1:3 dice, bienaventurado el que lee y oye las palabras de la profecía y las guarda, las cosas que están escritas en ella, porque el tiempo se acerca.
Hallelujah.
Ahora en las situaciones que estamos viendo en el mundo, es necesario que la iglesia tenga paciencia, porque en breve vendrá el deseado de las naciones. Y tú y yo somos bienaventurados porque tenemos esta palabra y la conocemos.
Aleluya.
Pero si no tenemos paciencia.
Dios te bendiga, José.
Aleluya.
Salcero, Dios te bendiga, Teresita Hernández. Dios te bendiga mucho.
Poderoso Jesús.
Esperamos que esta palabra esté tocando a cada uno de los que están escuchando. Aleluya. God bless all those who are listening, watching at this time. We are hoping that the word of God is touching you. It's time to return to where God has been calling you. It's time to return to the beginning of your process. You see, when a child jumps a stage, when he is, hallelujah, being raised and growing up, it is necessary, and you take him to a doctor. The doctor's going to tell you, well, you need to put him back on his knees. You need to make him crawl. You need to have him crawl once again so he can learn how to walk correctly, so he can learn how to balance himself. Hallelujah. Why I say this? Because I had the same problem with my child. And the doctor told me, well, you know how we can resolve this? You have to make your child crawl once again. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, once I made my child crawl again, my child began to begin all his motor skills.
And all those who are in the medical field understand what I'm trying to say. I am not no doctor, but I understood what the doctor told me. My child had to go back to the beginning to understand what he was supposed to do when he learns how to walk. Now, God is telling you in the spiritual way, you need to go back to the beginning. You need to go back to where you, hallelujah, where you met me. And you know, hallelujah, you need to learn how to sit down and listen, and hallelujah, you need to go back to the Word of God. You need to go back and let the Holy Spirit begin to mold you conforming to God's will, not your will. You see, you are Speedy Gonzalez. You're too quick. You're too fast. You have forgotten what God wants in your life.
Así que en esta noche, no olvides, ten paciencia.
Oh, hallelujah.
Para que obtengas tu galardón, ten paciencia para que desarrolles tu fe en medio de la prueba, para que alcances esperanza.
Aleluya. Yes.
Ten paciencia porque en breve Cristo viene, aunque ya no lo predican, aunque ya no lo dicen. Muchos se han olvidado, muchos dicen el reino aquí ahora. I don't know. Yo te estoy diciendo, Cristo viene.
Aleluya.
Cristo viene, está en la palabra. No lo profetizo yo, está profetizado ya.
Ya misma.
Aleluya.
Aleluya.
En breve.
Ella misma.
Ten paciencia.
Aleluya. Verse 37. And it says, for in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. I will read it once again. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. In other words, Jesus is going to return. You have heard it for so many years. You have heard it from your great-grandmother. You have heard it from your grandmother. You have heard it from your mother. You have heard it from your pastor. You have heard it on the street. You have heard it on this radio station. You have heard it anywhere that you walk. You hear that Jesus is returning. You can see the news. Hallelujah. You have nations going against nations. You have brothers and sisters fighting against each other. You got pastors fighting with other pastors. You got evangelist group men. Hallelujah. Preachers fighting with others. Hallelujah. You got missionaries fighting with other missionaries. Oh my God. There are so many things that are happening. And the world is going to come to an end as we know it. For the word says it. Jesus will return, and he is going to look for a church, hallelujah, that is clean, that has no blemishes in its clothes, that his, hallelujah, that all their sins are washed in the blood of Christ. I am not just saying this. The Bible says it. It has been prophesied over 2,000 years. Hallelujah. Jesus will return. If you do not want to listen, if you do not want to heed the word of God, that is something that you have to accept when God tells you and God calls you up to his kingdom and you are in front of him and he says, what happened to the salvation that I sent you through Jesus Christ? What are you going to say when you are in front of our King, Jehovah, our God, and he asks you all the opportunities I've given you and you have just thrown them away? You know what happens after that. So tonight, we are inviting you. Hurry up, call us. Don't wait, don't hesitate. Call us 772-221-1100. You can call me or you can text me on our phone, 706-414-5827. Nos puede llamar al 772-221-1100 o aleluya o al 406, aleluya, 414-5827. Mi teléfono personal, me puede enviar un mensaje, Nick Martinez. God bless you, Leo Martínez. Dios te bendiga mucho. Aleluya. Solamente dale la oportunidad a Cristo. Give God an opportunity. If you have tried everything in this world, if you have tried rehab, if you have tried going to counseling, if you have tried everywhere, and nothing has happened to you, I can guarantee you this tonight, this moment. If you call right now, if you call us and you say, Pastor, I have tried everything. I want to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I want to give God a chance. I want to give God the opportunity to change my life. I guarantee you that if you do it with your heart, God will not forsake you. He will give you, hallelujah, the opportunity like he has given me and many, many more. He is calling you.
Si le ha fallado al Señor,
hallelujah.
Confiésate. Apártate de tu pecado para que encuentres misericordia.
Santo.
Aleluya. Para que el Señor te llene de su presencia nuevamente. Mm-hmm. Aleluya.
Santo.
Pero ten paciencia.
Ten paciencia.
Porque para poder caminar en este camino estrecho. Oh,
yeah. To walk in this walk is very hard.
Es necesario tener paciencia.
It's necessary that you have patience of God in
para
you.
Demostrarle a otros.
To show others.
Que Cristo está en ti.
That God, that Jesus lives in you.
Uno de los frutos del Espíritu.
One of the fruits of the Spirit.
Que debes mostrar.
That you must show.
Es la paciencia.
Is you have to have patience.
Paciencia, ten paciencia en
Do
esta
not
noche.
Lose your confidence. Do not lose your faith. Hallelujah. Do not lose your salvation. Patient. You have to be patient. Patient. You will receive what he has promised. Hallelujah.
Si en esta noche el Señor te ha hablado, déjanos tu mensaje, tu petición. Estaremos orando al final del programa. Ya nos quedan 2 o 3 minutos. Gloria al Señor. Pero queremos cerrar, ¿verdad?, con este precioso mensaje diciéndote que para obtener el galardón, que no seamos nosotros mismos, gloria al Señor, los que retrocedamos para perdición, aleluya, sino para los que tienen fe para la preservación del alma.
Aleluya, así es.
No pierdas tu paciencia, no pierdas tu fe, porque eso es lo que nos alimenta para vivir. Y por sobre todas las cosas, aguarda la esperanza de tu corazón.
Aleluya.
De que Cristo viene pronto y viene por ti a dar tu galardón.
Aleluya.
Pero no pierdas la paciencia. Ama. Ama. Demuestra amor a aquel que te demuestra odio. Abraza a aquel que no quiere abrazarte. Y dile, te amo en el amor del Señor.
Aleluya.
No permitas que las cosas, las zorras pequeñas son las que la palabra del Señor dice echa a perder la viña.
Aleluya.
Ten paciencia.
I want to finish the sermon tonight by saying you have to have patience. If you have no patience, how are you going to see the glory of God? And if you look at James, the book of James 1 verse 2 to 4, and it says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Let us pray. Oh Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for what you have done. Bless all those who are listening. Bless all those who are accepting you as their personal Savior, and those who were cold and lukewarm could begin to get hot in your presence. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. Gracias. Te damos gracias por todo lo que aceptaron a Cristo. Y le decimos, a Dios le bendiga. Dios te bendiga. This is
hallelujah. Y hasta el próximo sábado con Liberating the Press. God bless you, everyone.
Amen. Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Edmundo Rivera, pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays
at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827 or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. Recuerda, te esperamos en Casa de Refugio, más que tu casa.